is the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, if you don't already, check out our podcast. You need to subscribe, follow, and give us a little five-star review. Search for the Joe and Alex Show. I think I didn't check, but I think we're over 3 million streams now, or 3 million listens, thanks to you. And thanks for sharing with your friends. We really, really appreciate you putting the good word out there about the Joe and Alex Show. If you miss anything, too, you can check it out online at joeandalexshow.com. Alex, I wanted to talk about something here that you can see what we look like. If you go onto our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, we did the Snapchat kind of gender swap where Alex looks like a pretty attractive guy, kind of from the Jersey Shore, and me and Porkchop, and, well, we look kind of bad, and Lenny Bree, our technical producer, he looks kind of hot. But, Alex, you have an issue with this, or somebody in your family has an issue.
Yeah, it's not me. Someone way down in my family. So I am friends with some people on Facebook that I'm related to that I, like, barely know. You know when you get into the, like, the third,
the wormhole
fourth cousin?
People, yep.
Yeah,
like,
it's
how,
like,
do I know you?
And it's, like, their kids and stuff like that. It's way down the line. But there is this kid that I am somehow, I don't even know, related to. He's, like, 15. So I'm guessing he must be a freshman in high school now or something. He posted a picture, the screenshot of him from Snapchat as a girl in this gender swap filter, which is just like a joke. Like, everyone is doing it. But this kid's dad, that I'm also related to, decided to comment and be like, take this blank off of your Facebook now. This is embarrassing to the family.
Embarrassing?
Yeah. Like, whatever. And so the kid was like, you know, this is just a joke, Dad. Like, come on, stop. And all these people that I'm also related to started commenting, and now it's a huge fight where some people are like, yeah, why would you post this? Like, I'm so tired of seeing this crap on Facebook. And then other people were defending the like, kid that I'm related to, saying, like, this, he's just having fun. Everyone's doing this. So now my family is fighting, my distant family that I barely talk to, but they're fighting on Facebook about this 15-year-old posting the gender swap picture.
I have a question. Do you think the dad thinks the 15-year-old actually dressed up and put
yes.
on makeup?
Oh, he doesn't realize it's just a filter.
Yes.
Do you think if he realizes it is even just a filter that he would still be upset?
That's a good question. I don't know, because I don't know them well enough. I've literally only been around these people maybe 3 times in my life at, like, those big family reunions.
Oh, those are the best. You're like, wait, you're my cousin? We made out before. This is awkward.
Yeah, but it's, of course, I'm just sitting here eating popcorn watching all this go down.
I bet you this is a dad that's also like, you have to wear blue and you have to play with tractors.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's going to make my boy gay. I don't think so. Not a lot in this household.
I kind of got the vibe that, yeah, he was concerned that he was dressing as a girl and posting pictures of it.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. I mean, not to talk crap about your family, but, I mean, you think this is pretty dumb, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's obviously a joke. It's everyone's posting it. I posted, you know, the picture on our Instagram right now of me doing it, and mm-hmm. I look like a guy. Like, it's funny. That's it. It's not serious.
Does anybody have a problem with this? Like, they agree with... You don't even know what he is. Your uncle of some sort?
Yeah, he's probably like my uncle 3 times removed, or I don't know. The family tree stuff is very confusing.
You got a crooked
me.
Tree, it sounds like.
Yes.
We all do. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Would anybody be upset like this family member of Alex's if their kid, boy or girl, kind of did that filter and put it on there? I mean, I think it's funny. We all did it and it looks great.
Go play in the dirt, son.
Hey, man, I want my boy to be looking like that. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now and see what you think. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join in this conversation. Actually, we have more details, too, which might change your opinion. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You know that new Snapchat filter? It's been out the past couple of days where you can swap. If you're a guy, you can look like a girl. And, oh, God, do I look ugly. See it on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Or if you're a lady, you can look like a dude. And Alex looks kind of hot. I mean, as far as a dude, I'm like, you're not an ugly guy.
Thanks.
I think Alex looks better with the filter than Porkchop and I do, which is really disappointing to say. But this has caused some issues in your family way down the line, but like a Facebook fight.
Yeah, so somewhere like a fourth cousin or something like that, he's like 15 years old. He posted the gender swap picture of him looking like a girl, and his dad commented and started going off saying, like, take this off. It's embarrassing the family, yada, yada, yada. The family started fighting on there, saying, like, some were agreeing with the dad, dad, like, yeah, this is really embarrassing. Like, you know, you need to listen to your dad. Other people were commenting saying this is ridiculous. It's just a joke. Like, everyone is posting this filter. But I just checked the thread to see if anything new had been posted in the last few hours. And it looks like the dad said, don't worry if you're trying to get a hold or respond to so-and-so, the son. He has been grounded. He will not be on Facebook for a long time.
He's grounded him for this?
I guess either for this or this sparked a fight, and then, you know, maybe he mouthed off or whatever, and now the dad's grounded him. Yeah.
All right, Jill, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. What did you want to say about this?
Hi. I just want to say I think it's kind of, like, ridiculous that the father is so strict about this, because there are way worse things kids have put on social media before.
I would agree with that. You are 100% right.
Thank you.
But yeah. My point is, like, this is, do you even think this is bad at all? Jill, do you think it's
no.
bad? Okay.
I don't
either. It's 2019. It's just a joke. Like, and even if the father did think the kid put makeup on, let him do what he wants. He's 15.
I don't know about that, but I definitely agree that the filter is just a joke. Like, I would not be all upset if my kid used a Snapchat filter like this.
Hey, thank you, Jill, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We got Katie on the phone. Katie, what did you want to say?
First of all, I wanted to say that I don't think that the filter is all that bad if it's one that is not out on the media. I've had three boys, and I would love to have known what a beautiful little girl of mine would have looked like. But on the second hand, I also don't want this out on the internet, for kids are mean. Kids are mean, and I don't want, you know, there are names to be had after you post something like that. And you don't need to put it out on the internet. It's just, it's forever.
So as a parent, Katie, if your kids did this, you might be upset just because you don't want them to get made fun of. Not that, like, okay, your son looks like a boy in this Snapchat filter, but more of like, I don't want you to get made fun of, honey.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not black and white anymore. It's not joke or not a joke. It turns into a snowball effect that fools. So, yes, if you wanted to send it to, like, you know, family members or something like that as a joke, but to put it out there for everybody to see, I don't think it's right, because it will come back. I mean, if my sons want to get a job in 20 years, you know, and they do their internet searches, then, you know, I don't know. There's just too many consequences for putting whatever you want on the internet.
I guess I get that about whatever you want, but I don't be like, well, we're going to hire you, John, but it looks like in this photo you go by Joan. Is that what's happening here? Like, I don't think it's that big of an issue as far as this specific situation relating to Alex's family.
Yeah, this just in. This kid is also banned from watching the movie White Chicks.
Oh, no!